Good morning, Trinmarth. Happy Monday. It's May 18th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 26th episode of True North Daily. We're a little over 2 months into our shelter in place due to COVID-19, and if you're like me, you've seen an onslaught of opinions and experts share their take of this pandemic on the news or social media. And one of the most frustrating and, if I'm honest, terrifying observations I've made is just the dissonance of quote-unquote expertise on almost all fronts. From models, to predictions, to cures and vaccines, to even how this pandemic began, there's such a wide range of experts sharing their opinions, and often at times in contrast to each other. And I think what is being revealed is we live in a time full of expertise, information, and connection due to social media and the internet. But more than all of that, what we need more than anything is wisdom. And what is wisdom? I think for some of us, we picture an image of Yoda in our heads using weird words to sound smart. Others of us may cast wisdom as something only the quote-unquote small or deep people need to worry about. But the Bible is clear that all of the church, every disciple, needs to be able to grow in wisdom. And I think what we need to understand is there's a huge difference between wisdom and information. You see, information is simply just knowledge you can attain. But wisdom, as described in the Bible, it's not just attaining information, but it's discerning the right choice when there are no clear rules or laws telling you. And so much of our everyday lives is played out in that tension. For example, I can know all there is to know about my wife. I can know everything about her interests, her vitals, her history, her decisions from before. Yet as anyone in a marriage or a deep relationship knows, if we're in the middle of an argument or a fight, and we want some sort of resolve, no amount of information will help. Rather, what is needed is wisdom. When should I talk? What should my tone be? How should I respond? What should I bring up? And so many of our life choices are in this kind of gray area. Which job should I take? Who should I marry? How should I spend my time in lockdown today? You see, for a lot of these questions, there's no clear instruction, whether in law or the Bible, that tells you what to do. So if we need it, well, where do we go? If we're speaking generally, all of Scripture for the Christian is full of wisdom. But specifically in the Old Testament, there is a section called the wisdom literature, and more specifically, the books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes that focuses in on how you can attain wisdom for your life. And what we hope to do for the next week with this pod is focus each episode on, well, how can we attain wisdom from a verse in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes? And in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the most foundational verse of this book, and ultimately wisdom, is laid out by the author. He writes, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." You know, whenever we see the fear of the Lord, many of us jump to an image of an angry God waiting to strike us down dead. And often it seems contradictory to the gospel. How can a God full of salvation, grace, and love be someone that we're supposed to fear? You see, the use of fear, or yirah in the Hebrew, has a much wider semantic meaning than our Western understanding. When we think of the word fear, it's ultimately of negative consequence. But in the Hebrew, it's a much wider focus of awe and reverence. I just finished the ESPN documentary The Last Dance on Michael Jordan last night, and it was a fascinating look into the greatest basketball player of all time, not LeBron. And what was peculiar was the level of fear Michael Jordan commanded, in both the positive and negative ways. You know, when he was playing in games or even in practice, his opponents and teammates would describe a fear that we're used to of negative connotation, that they feared his trash talk, that they feared his skill level, that they just feared who he was. They knew that whenever they faced Michael Jordan, They were in for a ride of physical, verbal, and mental dominance. Yet there was also a positive fear attached to Michael Jordan shown in this documentary. You know, to fans and even certain players, there was a type of fear that wasn't out of punishment, but simply out of awe of the greatness that Michael Jordan embodied. You could tell during these clips when fans or even rookies would meet him for the first time, they were nervous. They were uncomfortable. They were careful with their words. They were best described, as we would say, as fearful. But again, not because of wrath or negative connotation, but simply what's best put of the glory that Michael Jordan had around him. He had ultimately transcended from a basketball player to arguably the most famous celebrity in the world, and that type of stature demanded respect. And you see, what the scripture says in Proverbs is the same type of fear that we need to have with God, not out of negative connotation, but a positive fear. A fear that this God that we are worshiping is so much greater, grander, and bigger than ourselves. And ultimately, it's only with this fear that we can begin our journey into wisdom. Because if it's not fear of God, we'll always be living in the fear of some other god or idol. And I think especially now, we've lost this sense of fear, this awe or reverence with God. We are overly confident in our own knowledge or opinions, and ultimately what that shows is ourselves. You know, specifically now in this national and even personal dialogue of this pandemic, you know, I've seen post after post of experts or even pastors trying to convey their certainty or knowledge of, oh, this is what will happen next. I've seen arguments divulge into madness out of which response to the pandemic is best, out of whether we should wear masks or not. And all of this spawns from a confidence of self. And I wonder, including for myself, if we need to take a step off our pedestals and see how insignificant we are in the presence of the Creator of the universe, as we step off the throne of confidence and fear the Lord, we can begin our journey into wisdom. Let's pray. Lord, as we live our lives in this lockdown, so often what we're faced with is decisions. Should we spend our time doing this or that? How should we manage our children? How should we talk to our spouse? And often, there's no clear instruction given to us. But Lord, allow us to grow in wisdom so that we can be better husbands, wives, fathers, mothers, neighbors, friends, and ultimately disciples that can bear your name to this world. We thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.